We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All systems are go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Van
Vliet! Oh, man! Welcome back to another audio adventure here on Insight. I'm CVV, Chris Van Vliet. Thank you so much for being with us on this one. You saw the title? Yeah, the legend himself, Adam Sandler, joining us on the show. He has a new movie called Hustle, which is streaming on Netflix as of tomorrow, June 8th. He stars in it with NBA star from the Utah Jazz, Juancho Hernan Gomez, and I had the pleasure of chatting with both of them for this interview. Actually, it's more of what I've been calling a mini interview. A mini view, just like the episodes I did with Mike Myers and Craig Robinson. Shorter than our usual interviews, but still packed with so much goodness. And by the way, if you want to watch this interview, you can find it on my YouTube channel. It's just at Chris Van Vliet. And when I started diving into Adam Sandler movies to research for this, you just start to realize how many great movies he's made. Big Daddy, Happy Gilmore, Click, The Waterboy, The Longest Yard, 50 First Dates, The Wedding Singer, Mr. Deeds, Billy Madison, Uncut Gems, which is one of my favorite movies recently, just and dozens of others. I mean, such an impressive list. So I hope you enjoy this conversation. If you could, please share this with someone who you know is an Adam Sandler fan. Take a screenshot and share it on social media. Tag us so that we can share it as well. Adam is at Adam Sandler. Juancho is at Juan Chavirez 41. That's JuanChivirs 41, like his number. And you can find me at Chris Van Vliet. And if you haven't yet, please follow or subscribe to the show wherever you're listening right now. We've got some huge interviews coming up with Jeff Goldblum, Kevin Hart, Woody Harrelson, and Chris Hemsworth, just to name a few. That's in the next month. So please subscribe so you don't miss out on any of those. Our fan of the week is Professor Braxton Rohan. Left this review on Apple Podcasts that says, great job. Love it so much. I'm always learning something new, and that's always so useful. Well, thank you so much for that. I read one review on every single episode. It's my way to say thank you for being on this journey with me. And if you have an iPhone, it's also my way to encourage you to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Or if you're listening on Spotify, please leave a rating on there. Both of them help grow this show so much. All right, let's dive into this. Please welcome Adam Sandler and Juancho Hernan Gomez. Gentlemen, so good to see you.
Man, Fleet, Juancho is doing his thing today. You'll see. It's hard to deal with, but we'll get through this.
Somehow you snatched the ball away from him there, though. That was impressive.
Quick hands.
He's like a kid.
Man, nobody thought Adam Sandler can palm a ball, but he can. How about you, youngster?
I got none.
Oh, he can't. Oh, slippery for him. All right, give me that.
Adam, I'm curious, since you produced this movie with LeBron James and his production company, does this officially make you LeBron's teammate?
We've been teammates. I can always say that the rest of my life. When LeBron and I were on the same team, we shared the rock. Yeah, yes, it does. Thank you, man.
Yeah, there you go.
You too, buddy. You're a teammate of LeBron now.
Yeah. When my friend and teammate LeBron James asked me for doing a movie, I say, hey, bro, yes, of course.
He's got a picture with him and LeBron, and he's very excited about it. And me. I'm in it, too. I happen to look a little shorter than these guys.
Just a little, yeah.
So much of this movie is about betting on yourself, trusting your gut. For you guys, what was that moment in your life where you bet on yourself, took things to the next level? Juancho, I'll start with you.
I mean, I probably, before the draft, before coming to NBA, I didn't speak English. Coming in a new basketball, I've been playing pro in Spain for like 3-4 years, but it's nothing close to NBA or like NBA players. So I take my chances. I work out really, really good, and I was first round pick, and you know, I make my dream come true, and probably that was my best day of my life when I was drafted.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really. What about for you, Adam?
Best day of my life is when I thought I was going to get drafted.
And, my father, and then the dream was over.
The dream was over. My father said, "What the hell are you talking about? You know, what kind of weird thought is that?" let's see. What the hell? What was that? What was it? Give me your question one more time.
When did you really bet on yourself and took things
to myself? Man, it was like a slow bet, but I did say, I'm going to be, I was dumb enough back in the day. I said, I'm going to be Eddie Murphy. That's what I thought. I'm going to be the next Eddie Murphy, blah, blah, blah. I don't know why I thought that, how I got that confidence, but that became the obsession.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I think that you've once again like redefined what it means to be in an Adam Sandler movie with this, with Uncut Gems, which you should have been nominated and win the Oscar for, by the way.
Hey, thank you, man.
What is your approach and how different is it to a drama versus a comedy?
It's I just, you know what you're shooting, you know what the scene means in a comedy, you know what a scene means in a drama, and it's just accomplishing day-to-day work. Even when you make a movie, 30, 40 days on a set, 50 days sometimes. It's just doing your day's work and making sure it's making some sense.
Juancho, what do you think is the best lesson that basketball has taught you about life?
Same like the movie, never give up. Keep chasing your dreams. I don't have any regrets on how hard I work to get my dream come true. Even if I don't achieve my dream, I will be so happy for basketball. Even if I fail at the end, or if I will have a bad career, I will do it again. If I born one more time, I am not regret of the bad moments and in the good moments. I mean, I'm so happy for all the bad moments I have in my career, because I became who I am right now as a person for every kind of moments. I will don't change anything in the past, because I mean, I love how it goes, and I love how I learn from the bad moments and how I enjoy the good moments.
Yeah. All right. Picture this. We're playing a pickup game of basketball. You guys are both captains of your team.
I'll take Van Fleet. I want Van Fleet on my team.
I wish.
Okay.
So picture this. All of the characters that Adam Sandler has played are in front of us. Adam, who are you picking first?
Bobby Boucher. Come here.
Okay, the water boy.
That's the water boy.
Water boy.
Hey, Juancho, who are you taking first?
You want me to whisper something?
I take Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore's on here.
Oh, okay.
He could shoot good 3-point shots for sure.
I'm going to go Mr. Deeds. Is that all right?
You know what? You picked a charmer. You did good.
Yeah.
Good work.
Congratulations. This is such a great film, guys.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you, bro. Thank you so much.
And thank you for drafting me onto your team, Adam.
He wants to stash.
He won that first round pick next year.
Oh, that's a lie. Me and Man.
He won the OKC theme.
Don't let him do that.
I'll help you tank is what he's saying. Jeez.
Cut him off, Van Fleet. Just hit in.
Guys, thank you.
Later, Van Fleet.
There we go. Short, but oh, so sweet. Big thank you to Adam and Juancho for joining us. By the way, with the Waterboy and Happy Gilmore taken off the list there in my scenario at the end, I feel like Mr. Deeds was the next best choice. You feel me on this? By the way, what is your favorite Adam Sandler movie? There's just so many to choose from. I think I love Uncut Gems, but I'm going to go all time, it's The Waterboy. And how good was Paul White in that as Captain Insano? Hustle is streaming on Netflix as of June 8th, and it just further cements how great of an actor Adam Sandler is. Drama, comedy, it doesn't matter. Please share this episode with someone who's an Adam Sandler fan. I'm sure you know plenty of them. And by the way, the podcast turns 3 years old in just a few weeks. So with interviews like this, and more importantly, with your help, let's make this the biggest month for the show ever. Oh, yeah. Since the movie's called Hustle, I'll leave you with my favorite quote about Hustle from John C. Maxwell. He said, "Dreams don't work unless you do." So simple, yet so powerful. Be great. Be grateful. We will see you on the next one for some more insight.